gentlemen, with this program, the American Theater of Radio inaugurates a new series of radio plays to be known as Front Page Dramas. These weekly features come to you through the courtesy of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front Page Dramas are based on real-life stories. Drama, tragedy, comedy, and pathos, all the elements which make up life are to be found in them. The printed pages of the American Weekly magazine take them from life. The magic of radio again brings them to life for your entertainment. Today's Front Page Drama is entitled The Death Dress and was inspired by a thrilling real-life story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly magazine. It was staged in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. The American Theater of Radio is pleased to present in today's drama an all-star English cast headed by Mr. Leo Carroll, who is appearing on the New York stage in the hit The Green Bay Tree. Mr. Carroll will play Inspector Tweedy. Our curtain for the first act of The Death Dress rises on the office of Inspector Tweedy of Scotland Yard. He is talking with his assistant, Detective Sergeant Wilkins.
It's a puzzle, Wilkins.
You're right, Inspector. Mary Collins has disappeared without a trace.
There's no evidence of murder, no apparent motive. We've picked up the only persons we can suspect. They're being brought here now. And while we're waiting, I want you to get the picture.
Very good, sir.
Now, all we know is this. Mary Collins came to London because people had constantly remarked about her beauty and predicted a great future for her on the stage.
I follow, sir.
Now, here's one of her letters. Plain notepaper. No return address on it. It says, Dear Mother, I'm getting along simply topping. I'm keeping steady company with a very nice man. His name is Walter Layton, and we have the jolliest times ever. On my day off, we go to the concerts in the park. And now, Mother dear, prepare yourself for a pleasant surprise. Last night we went to a concert as usual, and it was heavenly.
Isn't it?
Oh, grand.
Well, what's the matter, Walter? Don't you like the music?
Of course I do, Mary. But somehow, tonight I thought we could take a stroll.
What do you like, Walter?
Well, you don't mind leaving the band concert?
Well, of course I don't for you.
Oh, that's nice of you to say that, Mary. Oh, they're about to play the next number. Let's leave now before they start, shall we?
Whenever you wish.
Righto. Come along. We've been keeping company for about 3 months now, haven't we?
Is it that long, Ducky?
Yeah.
Well, how the time slips by, what with the holidays and my days off and the boating trip and the cinema. Oh, Walter, I do love the cinema.
Quite so, my dear, but...
Couldn't we go to a cinema, the second train they have, after we've taken a little stroll?
I shouldn't be surprised.
Oh, Walter, you are a peachorino.
You really think so, Mary?
Oh, without our trying, I do.
Splendid. I couldn't have hoped for a better beginning.
Beginning to what?
Well, for what I have to say, Mary. I've a bit of money tucked away in the bank. Not much, you understand, but a start toward settling down.
Oh.
I thought if you'd like to, Mary, we could sort of make a go of it. What do you say?
Oh, Walter. You mean it, really? You aren't spoofing me.
I never was more serious in my life, Mary, truly.
I don't know what to say, Walter. I'm stuck all over you.
Oh, say yes, Mary. Say yes.
Yes, Walter. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And so, Mother, if everything goes as we hope, Walter and I will be married in a fortnight. Nice romantic little note, eh, Wilkins?
Quite so, sir. A disappearance spoiled all that, though, didn't it?
Oh, so it seems. Soon after this letter was received, Mary visited her parents. She tells them she was dressed in a way that made folks stare and wonder. Quite the latest styles and all that.
As the American does it, sir? That's where my money goes. Goes to my baby.
Very neatly put, Wilkins. Well, it seems that this Mary had a few black and blue spots on her neck. She explained to her mother that they'd been made by some infatuated stranger from whom Walter had rescued her.
Judging by her picture here, Walter must have jolly well added that hands full rescuing her.
Sergeant Wilkins, will you please keep your mind on the facts of this case? Put that picture down.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Now, shortly after the girl returned to London, Mrs. Collins received a phone call. Now, according to my notes here...
Hello, are you there?
Are you there?
Oh, is that you, Mrs. Collins? This is Walter Layton. Walter. Oh, well, I feel that I know you too, Mrs. Collins.
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. Your daughter has run off with another man. Yes, yes, chap named Hodges. Harry Hodges.
Oh, I'm heartbroken over it. I just wondered, Mrs. Collins, if she got in touch with you.
Oh, she hasn't.
Well, perhaps she will. If she does, would you be so kind as to send me her address? I have some things I'd like to return to her.
Thank you. Oh, now, now, don't worry. You'll probably get a letter from her soon. Well, goodbye.
According to my notes here, no letters came from Mary. A week ago, while you were off on your holidays, Mary's parents came to ask me to locate this Hodges. He'd be here any minute now.
Congratulations, sir. A quick work, that.
Well, it was a bit of a job. Managed to change his lodging no end of time.
Where did he leave Mary Collins?
That's what we're going to find out.
But if you don't...
I've got another angle to work on. Yes? Oh, show him up.
I say, sir, what do you mean? What's the other angle?
The parents suspect Hodges. Now, I don't.
You mean that...
I mean that I'm firmly convinced that this Layton knows a lot more than he told the girl's mother.
Then why waste time on this Hodges, sir?
Motive, man. Motive. Hodges knew Layton. Knew him very well. I have a feeling, Wilkins, that if I can scare him badly enough, he may give me just what I need to go to work on Layton. Come in.
Yes, Your Honor, Inspector.
Oh, right. Thanks. Are you Harry Hodges?
Why, no, sir. Harry Hodges, at your service. Here, what's up? Why have they brought me here? I ain't done nothing, so help me.
Sit down. The sergeant, take down his answers.
Oh, very good, sir.
Now, Hodges, you know Mary Collins?
Mary Collins? Go blimey, what are you asking me that for?
Answer yes or no.
I don't see why you had to go and bring her name up. I thought she was dead and gone ages ago.
Then you do know her?
Not anymore, I don't.
I must warn you, my man, every word you're saying is being taken down and may be used as evidence against you.
Now what have I been and gone and done and said?
But you thought she was dead and gone ages ago, for one thing.
So I did.
Then you're the only one who does know she's dead. Harry Hodges, what did you do with the body of Mary Collins?
Go blimey, hold up, Governor. I didn't have nothing to do with it, so help me.
But you seem to know all about it.
I don't know nothing about nothing, I tell you. All I say is that if Mary's dead, he done it.
He? Who's he?
That Layton bloke. He's come close enough to it before.
What do you mean by that?
She lived in mortal fear of Layton, Mary did. She told me so herself.
But why was she afraid of Layton when she was engaged to him?
Engaged to him? Oh, that's a new name for it, ain't it?
You mean...
I mean she worked for him, that's what. She was his woman, and he owned her, body and soul.
How do you know that?
She told me so herself. Besides, I took Mary to eat with me one night, and Layton found us and nearly choked her wind off for good for it. He would have if the waiters hadn't pulled him away.
Oh. Now, the girl visited her family a while ago. Could you tell us whether this choking took place before or after the visit?
Just before, Governor.
How do you know?
She was telling me about it at dinner. How she hadn't been home for months on end, and how she was going the next week.
When did you see Mary Collins again?
I ain't never seen her since. I left London 2 days later.
She didn't run off with you?
Run off with me? Not much she didn't. I didn't have nothing to make it worth her while. She was too high priced for me, Mary were.
And you take your oath that you never saw Mary Collins after the time Layton discovered you dining together?
It's the truth, Governor, so help me.
Very well.
I'm free to go now, sir.
We'll just hold you until we can check your story, Hodges.
Oh, I say, Governor, I can't hang about indefinite.
Come in.
You're ready, Inspector?
Yes, take this man away. Hold him for further questioning.
See here, Governor, I ain't done nothing, I ain't. You can't hold me like this.
Come on.
I've got an engagement tonight with the lady I am.
Take him out, Constable.
I say, Inspector, your hunch was right. The Collins girl's been murdered.
It looks that way. This Hodges story checks. Yes? Oh, good. Now hold him as we planned.
What's our next move?
I've got a little surprise for Layton up at his flat. We'll go there and make sure everything's ready for his return.
Right with you, sir.
Wilkins, stop tampering with evidence. Put that girl's picture down and come along.
Very good, sir. Sorry. She certainly was a looker.
Come along, Wilkins.
The scene of Act Two takes us to the apartment of the suspect, Walter Layton, where everything has been made ready to receive him.
Oh, it's you, Inspector.
Righto, Roger. Everything ready?
Yes, sir.
I say, what's that?
A dressmaker's dummy, sir.
It looks like Mary Collins, doesn't it?
Of course. That's just why we fixed it that way.
You fixed it that way?
Yes. We discovered that the only missing garment from our wardrobe was a blue dress like this one. We had a copy made of it. It may prove to be the death dress. Then we painted the head of the dummy to resemble the dead girl. And if everything else fails, we'll spring this on our friend Layton. Hide the dummy in the bedroom and pull the drapes, Blodgett.
Yes, sir.
Very neat work, Inspector. Very.
It will be if it works. Remember, we haven't a single clue to work on. All guessing in the dark. We're taking a long chance.
They're outside with Layton, Inspector.
Good. Let him come in. We're ready.
I might have known. Well, Inspector, what do you think you've found?
You look like the cat that swallowed the canary.
Sit down, Layton. Make yourself at home. It's your flat, you know.
Yeah, thanks. Already know you, I'm sure. I don't have to invite you. I see you have already. Well, what more can I do for you?
Nothing but confess to the murder of Mary Collins.
Why should I? I told you before, the girl ran off with a man named Harry Hodges. I haven't seen her since.
Very well, Layton. Since you won't tell us what happened here, I'll tell you.
Well, that ought to be amusing. Go right ahead, Inspector.
On the last day Mary Collins was seen alive, she came here to your flat. You let her in. You brought her into this very room. Now listen closely, Layton.
Well, here I am. Why'd you send for me?
You know very well why.
Not in the very least I don't. What's up?
You've been seeing that Hodges fellow again, Mary.
I have not, even if I had. What's the odds?
You belong to me. Remember that. I've got your lawyers when you've been picked up by the bobbies, and I paid your fines, haven't I?
Well, suppose you have.
Well, you're not going to run out on me for any other chap. I can assure you of that, my girl.
Walter!
I'll
teach you. Walter, get away from me. What are you going to do? Walter!
And after you killed her, you burned her body in that stove over there.
Alive.
We have a few things to show you, Layton. On this glass slide here is a bit of her hair that failed to burn.
That might be anybody's hair.
Here's a bit of her charred lingerie.
Prove it hers.
Here are two of her teeth.
Well, how can you be sure of that?
We have the dentist here who filled them. Dr. Blodgett.
Yes, sir?
Will you be so good as to stand up? Thank you. You may be seated now.
You're lying. That girl has never been to a dentist in her life.
And here in this box are a few ounces of her pulverized bones. Look closely, Layton. You may be able to recognize them.
A very interesting performance, Inspector. But your time and talent have been wasted. You haven't shown me a thing that couldn't have been faked.
Sergeant Wilkins, come into the bedroom a moment. I want a word with you. Sit just where you are, Layton. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Close the drapes, Wilkins. Biting granite, Sergeant.
He's a cool customer, all right, sir.
We've only one more card to play.
The dummy?
Yeah. I'll watch him through the people. When I say now, you push this dummy of Mary Collins through the drapes and we'll see what happens.
Righto. It may break him, sir.
It's our only chance.
What's he doing now, sir?
He's drumming with his fingers on the arms of his chair. Looking this way now. He's trying to appear nonchalant, but his eyes keep coming back to these drapes.
Your plan's working, sir.
He's clenching and unclenching his hands. He's moistening his lips. He's staring straight this way. Go on. Go on, Wilkins. Now. Now.
Mary! 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 No! No! Go away! Go away! Go!
So you did kill her?
Yes! Yes, I killed her, I admit it.
So ends the presentation of a true life detective drama. Be sure to read all the details of this thrilling story under the title Trapped by the Blue Dress He Killed Her In. It will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed to all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details of the many interesting stories and articles which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly magazine.